Welcome to this podcast, Grace for All, produced by members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. It is our hope that these brief daily devotions will bring you comfort and peace. Thank you for listening.
Rooted and built up. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. This verse in the second chapter of Paul's letter to the church at Colossae focuses on the fullness of Christ and guides us to live our lives in Him. According to BibleGateway.com, there are 62 different Bible translations of this verse. 58 of them mention the word root in some form, while 47 of those translations mention abounding or overflowing as it describes how the Colossians should show their thanksgiving and gratefulness. These words are at the core of this message. I am particularly drawn to the CEV translation. That one calls us to, quote, plant your roots in Christ and let Him be the foundation of your life. Be strong in your faith, just as you were taught, and be grateful. We are called to plant deep roots in Christ's teachings, while also recognizing those who have taught us those lessons. We are then called to be overflowing and abounding in our thanksgiving to God. I am so grateful for my Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, choir directors, and pastors who taught me the fullness of life in Christ. It is fitting that our congregational call at First United Methodist here in Maryville is to tell the world about Christ, teach the world about Christ, and touch the world for Christ. On this day during Lent, let us affirm our foundation in Jesus, remain strong in our faith, and abound in thanksgiving. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for all of those who have given us roots in the faith, taught us according to your example, and built us up in love. May we likewise build up those we encounter today, that they too may be rooted in love. Amen. Today's devotional was written by Kevin Painter and read by Jim Stovall.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, CHURCH.ORG.